As every year for the Chaturmasya, the devotees of Bengal would come to visit Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. On this particular year, there were about 200 or 300 devotees. They came with their wives, the husbands and wives together, and they traveled. It's explained wherever they traveled, they were chanting and dancing, and people of all directions became purified just by seeing these illustrious devotees. The year before, Lord Chaitanya ordered Nityananda Prabhu, "Do not come to Puri next year. Stay in Bengal." But leading the party was Lord Nityananda. Who can understand the inconceivable nature of Lord Nityananda's pure, unadulterated love? He knew within the core of his heart that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would be in ecstasy if he came. Shivananda Sen would make all the arrangements to serve the Vaishnavas. And as you know, it's not an easy thing to serve so many Vaishnavas. It's a wonderful benediction, but it's difficult to achieve. So he would perform the thankless tasks so everyone else could simply be comfortable. Wherever they would stop at night, he would have all arranged nice residential quarters and prasad, places to bathe and all facilities. He knew all the roads of Bengal and Orissa. They came to one particular toll booth where you had to pay for each person coming. Shivananda Sen would arrange it. And sometimes there were various complications. So Shivananda Sen would send all the devotees ahead and he would stay back and then somehow or other catch up. So on one occasion, the devotees went ahead to a small village and they were waiting for Shivananda Sen because they didn't know where to go without his help. But Shivananda Sen was being detained by these tax collectors. Nityananda Prabhu was very hungry and upset. In great anger, he said, "I am so hungry, I could die. Therefore, where is Shivananda Sen? Why is he keeping me waiting like this? I curse that his three sons die." Shivananda Sen's wife happened to hear this. Who was the mother of the three sons? She began to cry because she knew the power of Lord Nityananda. Just at that time, Shivananda Sen returned, eager to serve the devotees. He saw his wife crying and crying and crying. She said, "My dear husband, you don't know what happened. Nityananda Prabhu cursed our three sons to die." Shivananda Sen said with great enthusiasm, "You crazy woman, for the inconvenience that we caused to Lord Nityananda, let our three sons die." Then he went to Lord Nityananda and bowed down before him. Lord Nityananda stood up and kicked him. Shivananda Sen immediately went to make arrangements in the house of a cowherd man, and then he brought Nityananda Prabhu there and he gave him prasad and made nice arrangements. Then he touched the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda with great love and humility, and he said, "Today you have accepted me as your servant. Today I am most fortunate. I have been touched by your lotus feet. And you have somehow or other, out of your causeless mercy, agreed to punish me for my offense. the dust of your lotus feet is not even attainable by Lord Brahma, who performs many, many millenniums of austerities to achieve them. The dust of your lotus feet is so rare, it is the most precious goal of life for all learned souls. You have accepted me as your servant and placed the dust of your lotus feet upon me. Today, I understand that my life, my family, my body, my entire existence is a success. Today, by receiving the dust of your lotus feet, I have achieved the perfection of my economic development, religiosity, sense gratification, and my pure devotional service to Lord Krishna. When Lord Nityananda saw how Shivananda Sen was so grateful for his mercy, Lord Nityananda Prabhu embraced him with great love. And not only that, but the three sons lived. Shivananda Sen was so happy. He considered he achieved the perfection of life. Lord Nityananda Prabhu tested him to see what kind of devotee he really was. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prayed, Ashlisya vapadratam panashtumam darshanam armahatam karotuva yatata tata maratatu lampato mat prana natastu se eva naparaha. My Lord, if you like, you can embrace me. Or if you like, you can trample upon me or make me brokenhearted by not being present before me. You are free to deal with me in any way you like because I am your servant unconditionally. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also sings in a beautiful song, Manaso deho geho jo kichu mor arpiluntu aupade nanda kishor. My mind, my body, my home, my wealth, my family, everything belongs to you, my Lord. Use it as you so desire. If you like, you can kill me, or if you like, you can protect me. I am your servant unconditionally. Shivananda Sen illustrated this example of what a pure devotee is. He has so much faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead that anything the Lord sends, he graciously accepts it as his causeless mercy and praises the Lord. Shivananda Sen's sister had a son whose name was Srikanta Sen, and he was not having such transcendental vision. He was very upset when he saw Nityananda Prabhu kick his uncle. He began to think, Shivananda Sen is a very exalted, intimate associate of Lord Chaitanya. He's a great devotee. And this Nityananda Prabhu, what right does he think that he can take such a superior position to kick him with his foot? He was actually a boy. But he was very disturbed. So he decided to go ahead and reach Puri alone. When he reached Jagannath Puri, he came before Govinda, and he was wearing a shirt and a coat. Govinda told him that you should take off your shirt and coat before coming to Lord Chaitanya. When Lord Chaitanya heard him, he said, let him come any way he likes. He has a disturbed mind. Do not further disturb him. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understood, even though he was breaking the proper etiquette that was traditionally followed at that time, he understood that if a person has a disturbed mind, the first principle is to somehow or other give him Krishna consciousness. The particular strict rules and regulations are not as important as the spirit of helping a person and giving him Krishna's mercy. In fact, it is explained in one particular shastra, Prabhupada quotes, that if you come before the Lord or the worshipable deity to worship him wearing such type of clothes, you have to take birth with leprosy 7 times. Hare Krishna. But these are detailed rules and regulations. The mercy of the Lord exceeds all these detailed rules and regulations. And we see this amongst our own acharyas. Meat-eating is utterly condemned in the Vedic scriptures. But out of mercy, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when he was sending devotees to the West to preach, he was told they will eat nothing but meat. He said, you try to somehow or other prepare prasad and get them to take prasad, but if they will not eat anything but meat, then offer the meat to Krishna and give it to them. Of course, we should not do that. But he was trying to show the extreme a devotee is willing to show mercy and compassion to others. Srila Prabhupada was teaching his Western followers the standards of deity worship and the standards of Vaishnav conduct. And the devotees were sometimes thinking, these things are so strict, how will we live performing them? Srila Prabhupada said, I have given you not even 1%. If I told you everything, you would faint. Ultimately, Srila Prabhupada would go to places where all kinds of crazy things were happening, and he would just try to somehow or other induce them to chant the holy names of God. So we should know, what is the spirit of the scriptures? The smarta Brahmins, they take literally everything the scripture says as far as particular rules and regulations. The devotees take it literally too. However, the devotees understand, what is the spirit behind it? It's to induce people to surrender their lives to Krishna somehow or other. Sometimes according to time and circumstance, certain statements are made. But what is the spirit of those statements? To bring the society to the pure sentiments of real devotion to Krishna. To induce people to properly behave by the principles of humility, the desire to serve, and chant the holy names. Follow the 4 regulative principles. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Acharya, he did not want Govinda to bother Sri Kanta Sen's mind with all these technical rules and regulations. He said, let him just do what he wants and be peaceful and come and associate with devotees, eat prasad, and chant Krishna's name. Then the devotees from Bengal arrived. Shivananda Sen came with his 3 sons and his wife. How dear they were to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One of his children was hardly a baby. Lord Chaitanya was very happy to see him. Actually, when Shivananda Sen's wife was pregnant, He came to see Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya told him, when he told his wife was pregnant, he said, "You name your child Puridas." Then Shivananda Sen came back home, and the son was born. So he named him Paramananda Das, which means Paramananda Puri.
Hare Krishna.
So he followed the Lord's instruction. So when little Puri Das was introduced to Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya was so affectionate to little baby Puri Das that he mercifully placed his lotus-like toe in Puri Das's mouth. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu treated Shivananda Sen's family as his own family. He gave them so much affection and love. To Shivananda Sen, his wife and three children, Lord Chaitanya told Govinda, "Every day you give them my own personal remnants of Mahaprasad." One of the devotees that came on this particular yatra to Puri was Parameshwar Modaka. Do you all know about Parameshwar Modaka? He was a confectioner. He made sweetmeats. When Lord Chaitanya was a little boy, Nimai, he would go to Parameshwar Modaka's sweetmeat shop, and Parameshwar Modak would very affectionately give him so many nice sweetmeats to enjoy. He loved Nimai Pandit so dearly. He was a great devotee. He came and said, "I am Parameshwar Modak, the confectioner." Lord Chaitanya was so happy. "Yes, I know. I am so pleased to see you." And they began to discuss so many sweet pastimes. And he was telling him all about his life. Then Parameshwar Modak said, "My wife, Mukundara Mata, has also come with me." Lord Chaitanya was silent. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains, at that time the tradition was you were never supposed to even say the name of your wife before a sannyasi. It was very strict. So he broke this tradition. But because he did it with such natural and pure affection, Lord Chaitanya did not say anything to correct him. In fact, Lord Chaitanya was so pleased by his affectionate behavior. And then it is explained by Kaviraj Goswami that in dealings of genuine affection, the standard principles of the rules of etiquette are not always considered so important. The devotees stayed for 4 months with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then it was time for them to go. They would invite Lord Chaitanya to their homes for prasad on a regular basis. They would dance with him, chant with him. They all performed the Gundicha Marjana together. Then they observed Ratayacha together and Hera Panchami and so many wonderful festivals like Dhulan Yatra and Balaram's Appearance Day. They observed Janamastami together. Then it was time for the devotees to go back. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke very sweetly in order to bid farewell to his devotees. In this particular passage of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reveals his inner heart. All of you come to see me every year, the Lord said. To come here and then return must certainly give you great trouble. I would like to forbid you to do this, but I enjoy your company so much that my desire for your association only increases. I ordered Sri Nityananda Prabhu not to leave Bengal, but he has transgressed my order and come to see me. What can I say? Out of his causeless mercy upon me, Advaitacharya has also come here. I am indebted to him for his affectionate behavior. This debt is impossible for me to liquidate. All my devotees come here just for me. Leaving aside their homes and families, they travel by very difficult paths to come here in great haste. There is no fatigue or trouble for me, for I stay here at Nilachala, Jagannath Puri, and do not move at all. This is the favor of all of you. I am a mendicant, and I have no money. How can I clear my debt for the favor you have shown me? I have only this body, and therefore I surrender it unto you. Now, if you wish, you may sell it anywhere you like. It is your property. When all the devotees heard these sweet words of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, their hearts melted and they began to shed incessant tears. Catching hold of his devotees, the Lord embraced them and began to cry and cry. Unable to leave, everyone remained there 5 to 7 more days. Advaita Prabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu submitted these words at the lotus feet of the Lord. The entire world is naturally obligated to you for your transcendental attributes. Yet you bind your devotees again with your sweet words. Under these circumstances, who can go anywhere? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu somehow, peacefully, calmed them down and bid them farewell. Then he specifically advised Lord Nityananda, you should not come here again and again. You will have my association in Bengal. The devotees began their journey crying, while Lord Chaitanya also crying, morosely returned to his residence. The Lord bound everyone by his transcendental mercy. Who can repay his debt for the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?